they would be able to maintain their social system that was so inextricably bound up with the institution of black slavery. Secession was a gambling effort to protect the institution of slavery in the face of a defeat at the polls that promised, in Southern minds at least, white Southern minds at least, to unravel the economic and social fabric of their section. The white South looked down the road and saw ever-increasing numbers of free states coming into the Union, controlling both houses of Congress. They saw Republican justices on the Supreme Court, put forward by Abraham Lincoln and maybe other Republican presidents. They saw a federal government willing to tolerate or even encourage men like John Brown. They may actually foster that kind of activity, the Republicans, believed many people in the white South. All of those things, all of those bad things from a white Southern point of view, loomed in a future where the Republican Party would play a key role in the national government, where Abraham Lincoln and William Henry Seward and others would be in control. Now, after the war, after their utter defeat, many white Southerners looked back and argued that slavery wasn't very important in this whole process. In The Myth of the Lost Cause, which we'll talk about later in the course, many of the writers said that it wasn't slavery we were concerned about, it was constitutional principle. We were trying to uphold the principles of the Constitution and the founding generation, and slavery was just one of many issues that were bound up in that. State sovereignty was another one. There were many that were important. It was not about slavery, argued many former Confederates after the war. Prominent among them, both Jefferson Davis and Alexander Hamilton Stevens, each of whom wrote a big, and I mean big, two-volume set of memoirs. Davis is called The Rise and Fall of the Confederate Government. Alexander Stevens is called A Constitutional View of the Late War Between the States. Both of them very difficult to read. In fact, Stevens is impossible to read, I think. Anyone who can read that from front to end is a very tough person indeed. But in these two big works, the two top office holders of the Confederacy argued the straight constitutional view of why the war had come. It had been about the Constitution. It had been about state sovereignty. It had not been about protecting slavery. Slavery was almost incidental to what was going on at that point. And I think it was important for them to distance themselves from slavery after the war because they knew that slavery was not embraced by the Western world. They were out of step with the Western world, and it would cast them in a bad light if they were perceived as primarily interested in slavery. But this is a perfect example of why it is important to see what people wrote at the time to understand what was really going on rather than what they wrote in retrospect. Because in 1861, the white South was not confused about how important slavery was. And let me just quote from a couple of people here, and I'll use Stevens and Jefferson Davis. Stevens said, "Our new government is founded upon the great truth that the Negro is not equal to the white man, that slavery, subordination to the superior race, is his natural and moral condition. This, our new government, is the first in the history of the world based upon this great physical, philosophical, and moral truth." That's Stevens in the midst of the secession crisis. Slavery seems awfully important to him there. As for Davis, in his message to the Confederate Congress in late April 1861, he said, "The labor of African slaves was and is indispensable to the South's economic development. With interests of such overwhelming magnitude imperiled," he added, "the people of the Southern states were driven by the conduct of the North to the adoption of some course of action to avert the danger with which they were openly menaced." We're protecting our social system based on slavery, is what Jefferson Davis was saying there. The Mississippi State Convention put it even more bluntly, "A blow at slavery is a blow at civilization. We have no choice but submission to the mandates of abolition or dissolution of the Union." And testimony of that kind is very easy to find during the secession crisis itself. My point is that if you want to know what was going on during the secession crisis, read what people were saying then. And Davis and Stevens and the Mississippi State Convention for Secession and most other Deep South whites were not confused about how central slavery was to the process of secession. Absolutely was embedded near the center. So here we are in March 1861. We have 7 states out of the Union, a slaveholding republic established with its capital at Montgomery. Everyone watched closely now to see if some or all of the remaining slave states would follow the lead of the lower South. The reaction of those 8 slave states and the crucial role in determining that reaction by events at Fort Sumter will be the subject of our next lecture.